This is Alan Jansen from acupuncture-brisbane.com and acupuncture-goldcoast.com. I'm speaking to you, this video is being recorded via Skype, and I'm speaking to you from the beautiful country village of Monzambano in northern Italy near Lake Garda, where I'm doing a short tour of Europe, presenting workshops on the practice of traditional acupuncture. Today, I'd like to take a couple of moments of your time and talk about what is becoming a terribly frequent scourge, if you like, of the 21st century, and that is the anorexia and bulimia, the eating disorders that just so detrimentally affecting so many bright young people in our society today. From a traditional acupuncture perspective, we utilize a very elementary, but it's an perspective. It's an alternative perspective. It's not the only perspective we use, but it does give us a way of looking at different conditions to give us a different angle and a different way of treating scenarios and people suffering from different scenarios. From that perspective, we use what we call the five elements. We have the wind, we have water, we have earth and metal and fire. The primary element affected according to the principles of traditional acupuncture in the cases of bulimia and anorexia is the earth element. We nominate the organs and meridians controlled by the earth element as the spleen and stomach, which seems quite quite natural, if you like. What can happen is the earth element is utilized and consumed when we eat and also in deep contemplative thought. So one of the symptoms of the deficiency in the earth element, if you like, obviously can be eating disorders, it can be things like diarrhea, it can be vomiting. It doesn't have to be anorexia or bulimia, but one of the other symptoms of a deficiency in the earth element is overthinking. This consumes an enormous amount of energy and creates a cycle, an endless cycle, completely going over the same thing again and again and again and again and again and again. And it becomes very difficult for the person in this situation to correct or balance their lives, and it becomes more prevalent for them to be consumed about one particular aspect and to lose the ability to look at the bigger picture, if you like, and become very, very honed in on one particular aspect and completely close off. And this creates habitual mental, emotional, and from the perspective of anorexia and bulimia, digestive pattern where the mental process and the emotional processes result in the digestive system being completely disorganized and disorientated. And as a result of that, there's a continuum of this scenario just evolving again and again and again and again. And it's a massively destructive wheel. I've found historically in my 30 years of practice that acupuncture, traditional acupuncture, especially the very gentle style that I practice, the Japanese style acupuncture, to be incredibly effective in helping people suffering from these conditions to correct the mental and emotional patterning, which then will help to resolve the massive digestive upheaval that they experience as a result of their condition. I have great empathy for people in this situation and for the loved ones who are actually watching these people go through this incredible the debilitating scenario. Please feel free to contact me if you'd like to know more about what traditional acupuncture can possibly do to help someone that you know suffering from this condition. It is quite rare for the person suffering from the condition to actually come to be motivated to try traditional acupuncture, and usually it's the loved one for their daughter or their son or their loved one. I urge you to give it a try. And this is Alan from acupuncture-goldcoast.com and acupuncture-brisbane.com. Thank you very much for taking the time to view this video and listen to my perspective on anorexia and bulimia.